This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. You're not part of the solution if you're just sitting there. I'm trying to be nice. You know, picking your nose or whatever you do, I don't know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There is so much going on. Now, some of you are listening or using your iPhone app that we have. So the update's going to be done this weekend, right? It's going to be rolled out, going to be done this weekend. So if you see a glitch, just uninstall and reinstall it. It'll give you the brand new app. I think you'd be happy with it. Try to make it easier for you guys to move around in it. So if you can't get it on a local station, I'd rather you listen on a local station. Support local businesses. Support local people. Seriously. But if you can't, grab it on the phone. All right? Or call your local station. Say, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this show? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know who's going to join us after the break, right? That's right, Corey Duncan. I know you're all waiting for him. You get all excited. I know you do, because I'll get emails. Is he going to be on tonight? Why don't you do this? Why don't you wait? And if he doesn't come on, then send me an email. Where is he? Is he going to be on tonight, right? Seriously. All right. This was great. I actually couldn't wait to get to this because it was so great. But apparently San Francisco has decided, look at, they got human excrement running all around the place. And I do mean running all around the place. They've got people peeing in the streets. They have got needles in the streets. There's places that people can't walk, they can't sit, they can't go. They're afraid to go to some of these places. I don't blame them. And yet, I love this. And yet, what they're worried about, you ready for this one? They're worried about the type of terminologies and words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with. All right? Think about it. San Francisco has passed legislation demanding that convicted felons be referred to as justice-involved persons. JIPs. Justice-involved persons? How about crime-involved persons? What do you think? That might work? That would be more true? And who thinks of this stuff? Are they sitting around with a... hey, listen, I don't want to be... Right, I mean, can you see that going on? These people are sick. We don't want a criminal to feel bad about themselves. We do everything we can to make it nicer. So they got nicer TVs and magazines. And you know, it's like a resort with bars on it. Right? So anyhow... The San Francisco Board of Supervisors quietly. Yes, right. They kind of let it fly under the radar. They passed a resolution last month with a unanimous vote directing all city agencies and departments to adopt its sterilized list of terms. Their words, not mine, by the way. Dehumanizing language like a prisoner, convict, inmate, or felon. Can't call them any of those things. Oh, heck, just think what they're going to ban us from calling those guys, right? Bunch of criminals. Oh, I guess I can't use criminal. Can I use criminal? Because they are criminals. With everything going on in San Francisco, if this is what they're focusing on, they are criminals. Now, they say that they only serve to obstruct and separate people from society and make the institutionalized of racism and supremacy appear normal. Huh? San Francisco struggling with an epidemic of drug addiction and homelessness. They have the highest property crime rate of any big city in the U.S. And, you know, if you look at a picture of all the supervisors, the people that run that place, they're so proud of themselves. They're like in the poop capital of the world, and they're proud of themselves. They're in the pee capital of the world, they're proud of themselves. They're in the syringe capital of the world, and they're proud of themselves. Isn't that great? And yet, you know, instead of having all those pictures up in the Board of Supervisors, I mean, how pretty San Francisco is and what it was like and all this other stuff, why don't they put up pictures of all, like, the poop piles? What do you think? We should do poop piles, and then we should do some syringe piles. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll do tent row. What do you think of that? That'd be great, too. We put all that up there. Anyway, where was I? Okay. Among the other changes to legislation assists that juvenile delinquents now be referred to as young persons impacted by the justice system. Are we serious? How about, I can't stand it. How about young people impacted because they stole something? How about that? Can we use that? Ex-con should be referred to as returning residents. Somebody actually had to sit here and figure these things out. An inmate would be currently incarcerated person, ex-con returning resident, parolee person under supervision. Isn't that what your three-year-old is? Drug addict, person with a history of substance use, not abuse, but use. My God. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sad. I got to recoup. I'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
Yeah. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. I never did the time warp. Those people were freaky. Used to watch them outside of the theater. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Joe, I'm excited because I'll have the apps up and running in full by Monday. And you'll be able just to press a button on your phone now and get right into the show, which is the way it should be. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. And let me bring him in because I always enjoy my time with him. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. And I can tell by the break, he's already wound up and ready to go. Right?
Oh, man. Well, once again, it is a true honor and pleasure to appear on the real side of Joe Messina, and you and Tammy are always so gracious to have me on. Also, all of your loyal patriots and also conservative podcast and broadcast. I'm glad you guys can tune in tonight. God bless all of you. God bless the Duncan family, the Lone Star State, and especially the Big Apple, which I am in tonight. You know, it's just, it's always a pleasure to come back home. But and also to my beautiful wife, Anna, thank you for everything that she does. And keeps me a little bit sane. But I am going to come a little bit unglued tonight. But I'm going to let you go ahead. And I'm going to say, because I got a message from all of my loyal liberals and Democrats that tune in. The black ones. The pro-blackity black ones that tune in.
Whoa. You have black friends?
Yeah. Well, you know, what they do is they listen to you, they write down things, and then they try to come at me and say certain things. I had a couple of them this week. They wanted to come at me, and they said, hey, we heard you on that white guy show.
Ooh.
I said, really? I said, I thought he was Italian. But anyway, they say, well, I heard you on that white guy show. You're always putting down black people. What do you have to say for yourself? I said, you know what I have to say for myself? If I didn't care, if my eyes weren't blue. I said, that's why I got to play, you sucker. I said, you know what? I said, I'm so sick and tired of you young people. And you talk, I want to tell me, had the audacity to tell me, I was wrong with the black community right now, the ones that have what's the word that he used? I had to be politically correct because I'm on your show right now. But he told me that I was a sellout. And I said, really? I said, well, call me Mr. Sellout, because guess what? I'd rather be a sellout than to be a sucker. And I said, you're a young sucker, which you don't even... I said, I'm going to prove it right now. What's the difference between a liberal and a Democrat? What are you talking about? They're the same. I said, see? Ding, ding, ding. They're not the same. And I said, you know what? You got the... I said, you and your partner couldn't even open an umbrella together. So, goodbye. I don't have time to sit and stand and talk to you. They couldn't open the umbrella with both hands. I wanted to use what I really told them. I said, you know what? You can find your hand. You can find your hard parts with your hands.
No, it is. No, listen, I love it. I love the stuff that I hear about me, and you're right. You know, you get these show, you, like, you know,
oh,
you're my token. You're my token black guy, right?
They told me, and I said, really, you listen? I said, well, look, do this. I want you to continue on listening, because obviously I'm doing a good job. And I said, I want my buddy to get the ratings. I said, I don't have a problem about that. I said, Master loved me so much. We've got a good house. And they walked away from me because they were like, you're disgusting. I said, I'm disgusting, but guess what? I'm not out in the field. I'm serving the lemonade.
Oh, God. You know, it's funny how they have to make you the bad guy. They have to, anything that you do, they have to make you the bad guy, right? I mean, it's like people that go in to see President Trump, you know, and whether you like him or not, when Steve Harvey went to see him, he got all kinds of crap because he went to see the president. He goes, wait a minute, I'm going to see the president to try to get things done for our people. You get nothing
right.
done if you don't show up and you don't talk. If there isn't, matter of fact, what was that guy's name? Oblamo. What's that? President Oblamo. Remember him? He went to Cuba, and he said, you know, you have to go, and you have to talk to these people. Wow. Right?
See, that's one thing about being a leader. A leader has to talk to you no matter who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're this color, that color, this nationality. That's a true leader, because that just shows also you have compassion for the other person's thoughts, regardless of whether you agree with them or not. And that's an open-minded person, a person that's thinking on another level. I told you, this is the difference between people out here in the world these days. You have one-dimensional, you got six-dimensional, you got four-dimensional. When you talk to these one-dimensional people, especially a lot of these Democrats, well, a lot of these liberals that they have that, and the white liberals that walk around, and they had this notion of this white guilt. I said, you know what? I said, one thing about toxic masculinity is they try to attach it to things like being white. You should be proud of your race. You should be proud of being an American. You should be proud that you're a human being, that God has allowed you to live the time that you've lived on this earth, no matter how long. That's why I say when I sit and I listen to a lot of people, I have to take, you know, I kind of walk away and I because I don't like to get into debates with people of a lesser intelligence. I can't stand and do that because you're wasting my breath, which I'm already 50 and I don't want to be wasting too much more of my oxygen arguing with somebody with the IQ of a turnip. So I don't have time to do that.
You're right, and you know what? And it was really. I don't know if you heard about this, and you know I know you and I have talked about this stuff before, but there was actually a New York City school professor who used the N word. Now he didn't call anybody the N word, okay? But he was teaching. This is a word that was commonly used to put down black people. And he was doing it, and they were up in arms about it. Now, I've had a few black friends say, yeah, you should never use that word no matter what. I'm going, wait a minute, what do you mean? Do you realize that there's going to be a whole group of people, young people, they're going to grow up, and they're going to think the worst thing you can say to a black person is, hey, you're the N-word, right? They won't even use the real word. They're going to say N-word because they've never heard anything else. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not the brightest bunch.
You know. Well, that's because people will call you a whole lot of things in life. I always tell them when they tell me, they say, well, we know not to ask you certain questions. I say, yeah, you can ask me. They say, well, how do you feel about it? I said, don't do nothing to me. I said, it turns me on. And so I said, go ahead. You can call me that all day. And so, you know, I say things to discourage people. A lot of people think that I say certain things. I say things to discourage them because I know how to needle people very well.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yes,
anybody that knows me will tell you that.
Yes, you do. I'm Joe Mesidio. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Corey Duncan's going nowhere. He is wound up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump making the economy the centerpiece of his 2020 reelection and is talking about economic strength, despite the fact some economists talking about a recession. Now, the president presenting the Medal of Freedom to NBA legend Bob Cousy at the White House. After this ceremony, the president telling reporters,
"The job numbers have been really good."
The CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, resigns after disclosing a romantic relationship with a Russian agent. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business.
"I took some orders that seemed a little fishy in 2015, 2016. Last summer, watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok."
Oh my goodness.
Got it? Capiche?
Yeah.
"So this is going to be quite a whirlwind."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I'm going to bring him in, but I'm really going to poke him good because I'm going to have some fun with him. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. Get some reality injected into this show. So, what are you doing? What do you got going on over there? You got, like, thunder showers or something?
Yeah. That typical northeast 95 corridor thunderstorm. So I do apologize if you can hear any of the raindrops. Raindrops keep falling on my head. See, I try to bring up all of the classics.
Keep your day job. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, though. I want to thank you, and I want to thank the awesome listeners that tune in every week, even the ones that don't like me, and even the ones that's conservative that don't like me, and even the ones that see how long the laundry list is of people that dislike me or whatever. But that's a good thing, because you know why? And for every person that dislikes me, I got 50 more people that understand what kind of person I am, and then what kind of, you know, my background, and I understand that I not only give commentary, but I give my editorial, because I know some people think a commentary and an editorial is the same thing, and it's not. I told you before, we all need to break out the Webster's and look at the words that we use and understand the definition, because I think a lot of people just don't. But let's get back to the show.
Yes.
Now, no offense intended, is a Baltimore bashing moment, and I want to say this for everyone that's tuning in tonight. We're all, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican or black, white, green, it doesn't matter. We're all still human beings. I ask that everyone continue to pray for Officer Caprio's family that was slain a couple months ago. They finally gave her animal, her murderer, his time. He got life, and that's good. He got life with parole, but he'll be in there forever, I hope, because he's an animal. And they had the nerve to get on TV, his attorney, and say, hey, he's just a boy, and he made a mistake. No, you're a man.
Killing somebody is not a
mistake. You have a lengthy criminal record, and that wasn't your first time. You did that, and I think what she should have done was she should have unloaded her whole clip and all of them that was involved. You was burglarizing the house, and then you run over a human being, and a special prayer goes out to her husband, 30 years old. I have to get a hold of myself. 30 years old, and he's a widow, and he has kids. So my thing over there is let's continue to pray for all law enforcement that have to deal with these animals, and also let's pray for the people that I know we have family members that's Brazilian, that's down in Brazil. Pray for them that they can get them fires taken care of. But I find it sickening for people to sit up and try to play the race card. When you're a murderer, I don't care what color you are. When you take a mother, a loving mother, from her family and from her children while she was out trying to do her job, and not only do her job, an honorable one, and you take them, you're an animal. And I told you I could say a whole lot of other things that I think that these people are, but this is stuff that goes on everywhere, Baltimore especially. And I beat on that every week, and I don't care who sent us out. You can send it to Mayor Young. You can send it to him when he sit up there making all these excuses, and his buddy Brandon Scott, he sits up and he makes excuses about everything that goes on in Baltimore City. They offer up the help with surveillance. A man says, you don't even have to pay for the fuel of the plane, and we're all flying around, and you can do surveillance. And the police commissioner, who Porky Pig, because that's what the guy. Not that's right. I'm going to sit up and insult him because someone needed to tell him the next time he gets on TV to get rid of that pig's feet juice that he had on his shirt. But anyway, the thing of it is, when somebody offers you something and you turn it down and you're approaching 220, 215, 210, 210 murders, and you don't want help. Are you serious? Maybe my TV is on the fridge, or maybe yours is on the fridge, and we got horizontal lines on the TV. Are you watching something else different? You got law enforcement officers that's getting basically tried, almost assassinated while they're standing on their front lawn. Yeah. Wait, you don't want help? You should be asking help from Captain Kangaroo to Flash Gordon, to anyone you can get your hands on.
Corey, last weekend, 7 people killed, 45 shot in weekend shootings in Chicago alone, right? So, did you see Sharpton and Jackson they didn't run over there? No.
That's what I was about to say.
Go ahead.
That's what I was about to say. No, you already said it for me. Where are they at? Where's Barack?
Yeah.
I was watching.
Wait a minute. Do you know where Barack was? I know where he was. He was actually looking at a $14.2 million home in Martha's Vineyard. There, him and his wife were buying. The people said you didn't need any more than $3 million. They were buying a home for $14.2 million to add to the one that they have in D.C. that was $8
million. Oh, yeah, but they're probably still eating organic sandwiches whatever. lettuce sandwiches.
Lettuce.
You got a lettuce sandwich in one hand and a Big Mac in the other. But and that's another thing I find out about these liberals. They're not Democrats. The Democrats are more political. These people are liberals and socialists. And one thing I find about them, they're the biggest hypocrites of the whole entire universe. But one thing that's even that just makes me sick to my stomach. The U.S. State's Attorney in Baltimore said that he is going to hire 5 more U.S. attorneys to take and prosecute violent crimes and people that's a repeat offenders. Well, you may not have to do that if you would keep them locked up instead of letting them commit 50 crimes and then, you're out in the street with a gun. How many times have you been locked up for handgun violations? Oh, 16. And you see, this is the problem that we have, is that the U.S. Attorney's Office has to walk down a hallway and should tell Marilyn Mosby, hey, why don't you stop and let the law enforcement do their job Because everything is political and based upon race instead of, hey, I had to explain it to those four fools that I was talking to the other day. There's nothing wrong with the Constitution. The Constitution is what it is. I say what it is because all of you want to make chaos and mayhem. Yep. The Constitution is not the problem. It's how people want to interpret it in 2019. That is what the issue is. And I said, that's because all of you have the IQ of a turnip. And that's what the whole problem of it is. You always insult black people. I said, well, one cannot insult someone if you have something intelligent to talk about and an intelligent point to make. I said, see, that's where the problem. Well, you're the problem with the black. Hey, now, I said, brother, let me explain something to you, young man. I was fighting in a war when you were still an egg. And in the second go-round that I signed up for, I was fighting, and you still wasn't made yet. And you probably were still struggling. No, at the age they are, they were probably conceived. And I said, that's because you were still sucking on your fudge stickle, riding around on your bicycle, while I was making sure that you was able to stand here before me today and be able to say what you want to say without somebody going upside your head. I said, no, we're wrong. That is what the liberals do, Antifa and them. When we protest or we do something, we clean up, we do what we're supposed to do, and we leave orderly. I said, you are the ones that are disorderly, and the reason why this country is almost, if it wasn't for President Trump and us grassroots conservatives and our Christian conservatives that are truly about this movement, we would have been gone down the drain. I said, that's what the problem is. You're a bunch of crybabies, and you need to cut the umbilical cord from your mamas and stop living in a basement like Lamar Sanford until you turn 35. And get a real job.
My God, I forgot about him.
Right. Dun, 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 dun. Wow.
Wait a minute. I got to get my bell bottoms. I'll be back in a minute. Yeah. All right, Joe, we'll see your host. Having a lot of fun here. Too much fun. Corey Duncan's with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
Oh my God.
From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, I got a couple of what I perceive to be great stories. A couple of things is Weight Watchers this week came out with a new kids program to help them fight obesity. And there are mothers across the country that are up in arms because you're making the kids feel fat. We're not making them feel fat. They are fat. That's what obesity is all about. Obesity is growing because you are fat. Get over it and learn how to deal. And then there's another group of, what are they? Conservatives against capital punishment, they need to go on vacation. They are majorly mad because there was a man that spent 30 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit, and they say, this is why we don't need the death penalty. And my attitude is just the other side. There are 30 people spending years on death row that should have been killed 29 years ago because they did do the crime. You have families that are suffering over this stuff, that a loved one was brutally murdered, and they get to watch this guy or girl celebrate Christmas every year, still see their family, still get to do the things that their child or loved one will never get to do again. That is just you. Your brain is working in reverse, if that's what you believe. Joe Mancini, your host. Let me bring him in, Corey Duncan, who I know is probably very close to what I'm thinking about this, joins us as he does every week. Always a pleasure, Corey. Thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me. And I want to say this to everyone that, you know, we laugh and joke about a lot of things on this show and, well, on this broadcast. I hate to call it a show. On this broadcast, and you know, we try to have a little fun with things, but when you have a situation that's systematically out of control, and the Baltimore City government, along with some other jurisdictions around the country, are totally out of control, and they believe that if we just sit down and we just try, you know, I've never been a person that I always think that physical force is always the answer, but sometimes it just is, especially dealing with people with an animalistic mentality, socially. So their social paths, and you know, psychologically will take advantage of situations, especially when you have a situation where you're going to allow them to talk about that they have rights and this and that. You know, you lost your rights when you started doing things like hurting people, and you started doing things that was contrary to what the rule of law is. And see, that's what the issue is here. The issue is not about taking and, you know, I heard someone try to make a comment about police brutality. I say, let me explain something to you. I say, I come from the hood. I say, police brutality is if you get the police a problem, then yeah, you're probably gonna have a problem because you have a situation where he has to do his job, and nobody's saying that every police officer, every law enforcement officer is by the book. It's a very stressful job. You don't even have soldiers that step out of line. It is a very stressful job where you have to make a split second decision. And a lot of people that live in a box or think that it's a video game, life is not like that. And until we have a situation where you take and you have people that actually are human and that understand that things are supposed to be run in a orderly and sociable manner where things are orderly. That's where the problem is, and it's been made to feel like the young black man has a problem anyway because A, they haven't been taught anything. That's mistake number one. But the middle age and the other, and I'm not making up anything to say what they're doing is because of that, and they should get a slap on the hand. No, the problem of it is that especially in a black community, I'm going to speak especially about that, is the fact that what they're doing is they're pacifying grown men, and you're pacifying these young men that turns into pacifying grown men. When you want help from the government, and I tried to explain to someone this the other day, when you want help from the government, you're on the hook. The government does not do anything for you and do it, and they're doing it just out of the kindness of their heart. Especially, a man does not want pity. That's one thing that I got away from the government part, and I told him, I said, a man does not want pity. What a man wants is a chance to succeed and an even playing field, even if it's not an even playing field. You yourself as a man should want to strive to make not only your life better, but someone else's life better, your family, your son, your daughter. And you should always want your children to be better than. That's why I sit back and a lot of people say, man, you should be very proud of your children. And I say, yeah, but it wasn't all easy. You had to teach them. And a man teaches them. And this has nothing to do with me being a female chauvinist or something. That, you know, a woman can teach a young man to a certain degree. But a man can teach the man the extra mile to, from being a boy to a young man to a man. That's the difference. A woman can only go by so far. And God bless, there's a lot of women out there that have done it, including my own mom. But she still, I had a stepdad that brought me the next part, the next way. And the rest was done by the Almighty God. So that's why I say, you know, when I hear people say all these things, well, it's because of this. You know, what we need to do is stop making excuses for people that know damn well what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I'm sorry to go there, but they know what they're doing. Stop sitting up making excuses for these people because the more you pacify a man, the less of a man he's going to be later in life. And that's just shooting straight from the hip. I mean, I know some people might not like what I'm saying, but it's the truth.
Yeah, no.
And that's black, white, green, it doesn't matter.
You're right. No, you're exactly right. And it is always amazing to me. So look, you know, so Bernie Sanders is going to help with all these young people, all these people in prison. Did you hear about his living wage plan for prisoners? Now, here's the thing I think is funny. He wants to pay inmates $15 an hour for the work that they do in prison. Because they deserve a living wage.
Making license plates.
So what do you think about this? Right? Because Bernie says, you know, you can't live, you can't buy your food, you can't raise a family. I don't know if Bernie's aware of this. But we already pay for their food when they're in prison. We pay for their clothes. We pay their
As soon as they go there, they're ward of the state. As soon as they go there, they're ward of the state. But you gotta remember, look at him, man. The guy look like a cow licked his head. I mean, I don't know. He's a jump off from either the dude Mo or the other guy that ran the electric company on the Simpsons. Mo who ran the bar. He's a joke. He's just there. You know, he's a part of George Soros, and then they throw extra idiot in there. You got Camilla, and that's why I said I can't wait till these debates are over. If we get through the year, and it gets down to three, it gets down to two, because I'm so sick and tired of listening to this dog and pony show that they have. And, you know, it's just crazy. President Trump has nothing to worry about. All he has to do is continue to stay on the path he's on. Stop tweeting so much. Let these airheads go ahead and stuff. You know, don't tweet that much. Let them go ahead, man. Let them go ahead, because that tweeting.
When he tweets them, the thing is, it's almost like, oh, I don't know, you drop a pebble into a still pond, right? They just go nuts with everything. It's great.
I totally understand that.
Right?
I totally understand that, and it's an entertainment value and stuff. But, I mean, personally for me, I would not go back. If I was the president, I wouldn't go back and forth with them. I mean, I would say something that's intelligent. You know, I would give one word of answer, like when he gave an answer about Colin Kaepernick, all I would say was, you know, hey, look, I hope he makes a football team or whatever, and just leave it alone, because we all know that he's not going to make a football team, because he got beat out by a third-string quarterback. I had to tell it to this one guy real quick. I had to tell him, he said, hey, Colin Kaepernick. I said, Colin Kaepernick didn't get put out of the NFL because of race. He got put out because he was a bum. I said, that's why he got put out. And I said, you know why? The Ravens, Broncos, and the Carolina Panthers was going to sign him, and he highballed him and told him he was worth $100 million. I said, he must be worth $100 million on the planet Pluto somewhere or whatever. Because I was like, you are a bum. You are my 10-year, my 12-year, 13-year-old daughter can take it through a football further than him. The man got all made of candy.
I heard he was bad. I'm not a sports guy, and everybody said the same thing. He was terrible. All right, Corey, where do people find your information? Because we're like there.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you for having me. God bless. And everyone, please come back next week. And I want to say a special hi to all of my pro-blackity-black liberal friends out there. Hello!
Well, don't go far. We'll be back in next hour. We are going to talk about Sanders wanting a living wage for prisoners. The guy is a Maroney. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.